following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Metropolis, it's now 5 after the hour of 6 a.m. in the big monster city.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit, let's go! We're burning daylight!
Everyone exaggerates on the internet.
You're listening to DW60 on Sorcerer Radio.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. CW60 on Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long. SRSounds.com. We are still here. We didn't get blown away. It's Chef and Nicole here with you.
Hello. What a week. What a week. What are the last 2 weeks?
What a last 2 weeks. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, if you can think about it.
It's happened.
It's happened. We've had tornadoes. We've had flat tires. We've had cracked windshields. We've had it all. So
I can't make this stuff up, people. It's happening, You know? It's like...
What is it? Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Yeah. So right before the show, you told me that we received a message from over in Wales.
Yeah, Tracy sent us a message and was like, saw that you guys had some weather this week. It made it all the way to the BBC Nightly News.
That's crazy.
We are area like South Louisiana, South Mississippi, little parts of Alabama and into Florida, and even Walt Disney World Resort yesterday had tornado warnings, tornado watches. We had multiple confirmed tornadoes in our area, thankfully. Our home had no damage. There were some homes in our neighborhood that had damage, but nothing like major.
No, nothing major. No.
You know, good old power loss for a little bit.
Flicker in here and there.
Yeah. We just hunkered down in our laundry room, which is the only interior room in our house. Yeah. And we just hung out for a while until it all passed. But they said like a couple miles from our house. So we live between like two interstate exits, and one of the interstate exits was the wind was reading 70 and 73 mile an hour gusts, so like at kind of the peak of it, and that's when we got in the closet. That was when it was. So
it was weird because when we saw that report, I was like, okay, I need to grab certain things. So I started grabbing pillows off the bed. I grabbed Kona's dog bed.
Yeah, bunch of dog beds.
From the front dining room, and then a couple of other things. And then Nicole got on the floor. She got on the floor with the dogs. I'm in like protection mode of, you know, checking doors, checking windows, looking outside, you know, all these different things and everything. And for a good 2 hours, it was touch and go, because at one time, we were in the cone of...
Cone of uncertainty.
It was of uncertainty of two different tornado warnings. There was one just barely north of us, just one barely south of us, and both of them overlapped our area directly. Yes. So, and that's scary.
With hurricanes, you know, you get this cone of uncertainty where it could go this way, it could go this way.
Right.
With tornadoes, it's kind of this like polygon of possibility where they say, if you're in this area, the conditions are right. Right. Like you have all of the pieces.
Yeah.
And then they say, okay, we on radar, this looks like a tornado.
Sure.
Right. It might not be on the ground, but the clouds are rotating. And then it got to the point where the meteorologists were saying, you know, we see a little bit of rotation, but more than that, we can pick up on radar things flying through the air. We were like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's what that's debris. Okay. Makes
like
sense.
Picking up on the radar.
Yeah.
We're like, got it. Time. They said, get in your safe space. And that's what we did.
Somebody at work today asked me, because they're new to the area. They're used to being in like Virginia and California, different places and everything else. And he asked me, he said, do any of the houses around here have basements? And I said, no. That's more of a northwest, northeast, you know, type of thing. I said, here you put a basement in a home and
it's an indoor swimming pool.
It becomes a swimming pool, literally. If you've ever seen the movie Crawl, it is basically set in New Orleans and this big hurricane shows up and these people have a house, but they have like a cellar up underneath the house. And as the hurricane comes, it starts filling up with water and then gators show up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. And I was like, there's your direct example as to why we don't have basements here in the South. That's it. It literally becomes a swimming pool, you know? And yeah. I said, no, people, what people do is they, you know, dig a big hole in the ground and they put a shelter in that hole. It's made of steel and everything else. And that's usually where people go when a tornado is coming or close to them or anything else. And he didn't know that. He had never experienced before. So if this was his first, you know, real experience of potential tornadoes that could, you know, hurt him and his family and everything. So yeah. he was kind of on edge and everything. So.
Spring is tornado season.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. And then you get into June and, summer and fall, which is hurricanes.
Right.
And then we get like a couple months of like tolerable weather. But the rest of the year, it's trying to kill you. So
yeah, there's always something deadly in this area for some odd reason. I don't know what it is, but yeah. We've got hurricane season starting at the end of May and going all the way through November. And then right now we've got these, you know, spring storms that pop up and they're intense. They are seriously intense. And I think for this one, I got real worried when I started hearing about the 60 and 70 mile an hour gusts, sustained gusts of like tropical storm force winds. And nobody's really prepared for that. You don't have things tied down or, you know, put in the garage. And then I worried about hail, and I'll get to that in a second. And everything. And it just, it was a stressful time for about 3 hours.
There was hail. Yeah. They said 1.25 inches hail.
Yeah, about 1.25 inches. And I saw on the Weather Channel that determining how big the hail is determines how fast it falls and destroys your vehicle.
I mean, that makes sense.
It does. Yeah, if it's heavier, it's going to go faster and everything else. I'm like, and the whole time I'm thinking, not my truck. Speaking of the truck. So
because
the week prior, I was in the process of purchasing a new vehicle. We've needed a truck for a while. And I finally found one that I wanted. So I went through the whole process of, you know, figuring things out with the dealership and stuff like that. So I dropped off my trade into them and they gave me a loaner to drive until my truck was ready to go. I was like, oh, great. No problem. So I drove it home. By the time I get home, my little tire light comes on and it's about 20 pounds lighter than every other tire on the vehicle. And I pull in and I hear the hissing coming out of this brand new 2024 vehicle. Flat tire right there. And so I call them up and I'm like, okay, look, here's the deal. Here's what's going on. They're like, okay, don't do anything. We're going to send somebody over. We're going to take care of it. And I don't know what the whole deal was with that.
Yeah, they don't really want random people doing work on a vehicle with less than 80 miles on it.
Exactly. And I didn't understand why at the time. So I waited and I waited and I pretty much determined at that time, I was like, all this waiting and everything, we still have a show to do. And I started getting real stressed out and everything else. And finally, I just said, we've got to deal with this problem first. We're just going to have to skip the show.
We were literally standing outside by the vehicle. And I was like, well, what do you? He's like, no show.
I'm it's
like,
not, okay. It's not going to happen.
Make the call.
No, it's just not going to happen. There was no way I was going to jump onto this microphone and be all cheery and talk about Disney after the type of week that I had had and the day that I had just had. It just wasn't going to happen. And they never called back.
Nope.
They never came by. Mm-mm. No, nothing. So there it was, 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night. Nicole's holding a flashlight, and I changed it myself.
Right, we had to.
I had no choice. I got to go to work the next day and everything. And they call the next day. Oh, we're so sorry. We didn't call you back. We were trying to get a hold of somebody else. So too late. I've already done it myself. I had to go to work this morning. They're like, well, okay, all right, that's fine. Just like, what give
did
me a
you,
break.
What did you want us to do?
Yeah, I mean, what did you expect? Me just sit around? But all that, I ended up working out, and I picked up the truck the next day and stuff like that. So that's done and behind us and everything else. It was crazy. It was a crazy time.
It was.
And then, of course, the storm this week. So we've had a really, really full 2 weeks, I will say. What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah.
You forgot the part where on the way, bringing you your brand new truck.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Dealership.
Yeah.
Between him leaving the dealership and meeting Jeff to pick up the loaner, a rock hit the windshield of our brand new truck and yeah. split it top to bottom.
Yep, sure did.
So they'll be replacing that later today.
So yeah, while you guys are listening to the show, I'm at the auto glass place getting a new windshield that I'm not paying for. But the so dealership like is paying for that.
Flat know. Tire, cracked windshield.
That's it. No more.
No more. Tornado.
Yeah.
So we got our three.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Until 2025. I'm done. Actually, I don't need
about,
anything.
How about never?
That's never is good.
Never.
But it's better if you just delay it till the next year.
You so know?
It's a better chance.
So. We are thrilled to be here talking about Disney news.
Yes, we are.
Rather yeah. than on the ground in our driveway fixing a flat tire.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So I do want to start. I shouldn't have even played that music. I want to start a little bit different.
Okay.
I don't want to start with news. I want to start with emails. Can we start with emails?
Sure.
Okay, good.
It's email time. It's email time. Hey, everybody, it's email time.
Okay. So first email says this, dear Jeff and Nicole.
Hello.
Catching up on past episodes and on your show number 237, you were talking about construction at Disney. Jeff mentioned he had seen it, but couldn't recall a figure. I'm in the industry and in a trade magazine, they publish an article about the expansion and $2.5 billion. Is the estimated price tag, which means they will spend closer to $3.25 billion.
This is for Disneyland. For Disneyland.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. I was probably way off on my numbers on thinking exactly what that was going to be.
That's wild.
So closer to $3.2 billion.
I just want to know where.
What are they doing?
Physically, where?
Yeah, I mean, that's... You have no room unless you have... purchased property that's undeveloped,
which there isn't in Anaheim.
Yeah. Or what buildings are they knocking down in the surrounding area which they've purchased is the other question I may have. So that came from Tim Scott over Tim Smith from Durango, Colorado.
Well, things are good up
there. Thank you so much for looking at that.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, little inside intel.
Yeah, so you folks at Disneyland, you're getting something good. I mean, you really are.
This is like my dream job, right? So I work in real estate, work in real estate law, work in like land and commercial and residential transactions on like the legal side of it. I would love dream job, just putting this out into the universe. Some would say manifesting, just like putting it out to the powers that be. I would love to work in like a position like involved in land acquisition for Disney, like buying land, buying buildings, buying new places for expansion, like all of it. I want. That would be awesome.
Well, I mean, you would have to do it for California. They don't need any more space in Orlando because they don't use what they have in the first place.
Well,
so
I feel like they're always buying land in Orlando because every time I say that, I think of Monsters, Inc. And he's like, because the worst thing you could do is let in a draft. The worst thing you could do is let in a child. Man, this made me think to think of. Okay.
okay. All right.
Oh, so Disney has said, or Disney has committed to having a certain percentage of the land that they own in Orlando as undeveloped natural, like untouched wetlands, wildlife. And so if they keep developing land, they have to keep adding undeveloped space.
Okay.
So as long as they're like continuing to build, even if they're building on land they already own, they still have to be purchasing additional undeveloped land.
Okay. All right. That's good enough.
I want to do it. Somebody call me.
What's our next email say?
Our next email says, hi, Jeff and Nicole.
Hi.
Hello. In my other emails that I've sent you, I've mentioned our two bloodhound mixed dogs, Serena and Roman. Last October, Serena started not acting like herself and not wanting to eat. We took her to the vet, and after all the tests, it came back as cancer, and she wouldn't have long to live. We decided not to let her suffer, and since then, Roman misses his older sister, so my brother and I have been looking for a sibling for Roman. Last week, we saw a bloodhound mix at our local shelter, and we inquired about him and made an appointment to have Roman meet Finbar, that's his name, last Saturday. They got along great, and the person at the shelter said that everything looks good and we would hear soon if it was a go. That night, they notified us that we could bring Finbar home on Monday. Finbar is 2 years old, and like a certain snowman, he likes to give and receive lots of warm hugs. Can you please send Finbar some sparkles to welcome him to our Disney family? Absolutely. That is from Ellen from Boston.
What a great story.
Give Finbar some sparkles.
Yeah. Here are...
Heck yeah!
Your sparkles.
Sparkles!
Welcome to the family.
Puppy sparkles.
Mr. Finbar.
Oh, there's our puppy. Puppy sparkles.
I mean, it starts off very sad. I'm sorry that you lost the other one. I mean, that's heartbreaking because... Some people may not believe it, but when you care for a pet like that, that's a family member. Mm-hmm. That's like a child to some people. And to lose them like that and may have to make that decision, that's not an easy thing to do. So you have my sympathy 100%. But the end of it is so good because, you know, Roman met Finbar and now they're together and they're going to have fun and... That's just a really heartwarming story. I appreciate you guys sending that to us and sharing. That was really good. Real good stuff. Thank you.
I love it. I love the puppy stories. Ours are acting a fool right now.
she's laying on her back with her feet up in the air and just... She's just being Kona.
Mm-hmm.
She's just being Kona. All right. You got an email you want to send to us about a great story or... you want to elaborate on something that we've talked about during the show, send us an email, send it to dw60@srsounds.com. And let's get to the news. What you got?
I'm going to start over in Epcot. We're going to talk about Disney VIP pass holder days. They're going to run this year from May 1st through June 26th. And they'll be available to annual pass holders. We'll have exclusive offerings, limited time magnets, discounts, and a lounge. Disney also released some details about that lounge. If you're going to be in Epcot this summer, definitely take the time to check it out. It's going to be from May 1st through June the 18th of 2024. It'll be open from noon to 8 p.m. and it'll be available at Restaurant Marrakesh in the Morocco Pavilion at Epcot. Disney says you can relax in the comfort of this new pass holder exclusive lounge at Epcot for a limited time. It's available as a part of VIP pass holder days.
You ever think sometimes that the Morocco Pavilion's a little forgotten about?
Well, didn't Disney buy it back?
I don't know.
So
it just doesn't seem like it gets all the love maybe that it should get. I don't know. I just have that feeling.
If I remember right, during the pandemic, I believe Disney bought out, like bailed out basically, Morocco from their like responsibilities of the pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, Disney just hasn't really known what to do with it.
Well, they did fix one portion of the pavilion.
I don't know if that's a fix, but...
Well, it had to be a fix because it was there was one part of a structure that was shaped inappropriately.
It's personal opinion.
I want to say Disney didn't know it when they built it.
Maybe it just ended up
unintentionally looked the way it did, and they changed it. But that's all they've done. That's all they've done.
Yeah, they went through maybe a year or so ago, like touched up paint and stuff like that. But yeah. They haven't done anything with it.
No, they haven't.
It's been the quick service has been open as like festival booth. And I don't even know if the like Aladdin and Jasmine meet and greets have come back. Remember, they used to meet in the back of the pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think that's come back yet.
I don't know. I just feel like Morocco doesn't get the love that it should.
No.
Maybe it needs more than just a facelift. I've never been to the restaurant. I want to go to the restaurant. I think it sounds pretty good.
Should they keep it Morocco?
Oh, man, that's a loaded question. Because then you start throwing in, what do you replace it with? What country do you put in its place?
My vote is always Greece.
Why Greece?
Because I think the food is delicious. There's a lot of like history. You could tie in like Greek gods and goddesses. There's already IP established with Hercules.
Okay. I think that's a valid reason.
Yeah.
Very, very much so. I have no idea.
There was like a GoFundMe type of petition for a while. That was funny. People usually want Brazil. Obviously, it would be very popular.
It would be. It would be very popular. I agree. Yeah.
I
think Greece is a better choice for me.
Team Greece.
I'd rather see Greece than Brazil.
I would love Greek food, Greek restaurant. They have a Greece booth, I think, at Food and Wine.
I had Greek for lunch today.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering where you went.
Went to Mr. Greek. Had the platter. So good. Oh, my gosh.
That is very good. I haven't been there since last time we were there.
So good.
It's like in the middle between Jeff and I's offices. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we meet there for lunch. But I haven't been there since last time we were there. I had chicken salad.
Chicken salad chick or just chicken salad?
Just chicken salad.
The one we have in the fridge?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's good stuff.
That's what I have.
What's next story?
Are you hungry because we're talking about food?
No.
No?
No.
Well, good.
I'm good.
You can pack it and you can eat on your next vacation because free dining is back, but only available to Disney Visa cardholders.
Mm-hmm.
So from the month of July, from September 1st to September 7th, and July 1st to the 31st, September 1st through the 7th, and December 9th through the 21st, when you use your Disney Visa to book a 4-night, 4-day Walt Disney World Travel Company package with Park Hopper tickets, you are eligible for free dining once again.
Here we go.
Have some thoughts.
Here we go. Let them have it.
I think that free dining is a great offer. We have partaken in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a fantastic value for families, and it helps. Like, the dining plan can be a fabulous tool.
Right.
But the cost associated with it is like pretty significant up front.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people see rather than like, how much am I going to save or would I spend that much anyways or whatever. And I don't have a problem with them offering free dining. I don't have a problem with them offering free dining to select groups. What rubs me the wrong way is Disney putting free dining behind not even a paywall, because they've done it in the past with Disney Plus. But I think signing up for Disney Plus in order to get free dining is attainable, right? It's less than $20 a month. The amount that you pay for Disney Plus versus the amount that you're going to save by getting free dining outweighs itself. What I have a problem with is when they put free dining behind, I don't even know what to call it, a paywall, but with credit. So
that's exactly what that is. Yeah.
Not only do you have to have a certain credit score or a certain like credit level or anything like that, you have to have good credit, right? You have to be able to apply for the card. You have to go into debt to book this trip. So the way it works with Disney Visa offers is you have to use your Disney Visa to put the deposit down, but you don't have to pay the rest of the trip on your Visa. So you can pay your $200 deposit and you can pay the rest in gift cards or however you want to pay. But it just really kind of struck a chord with me to put this amazing offer and something that makes going to the Disney parks more attainable for a lot of families when you put it behind this barrier to entry that involves having credit, right? Having good credit, basically telling people that in order to get this offer, they need to go into at least a little bit of debt. There are a lot of people that don't like credit cards, don't use credit cards, don't want credit cards. And there are a lot of people that see credit cards as a tool, right? But it just like putting it behind this, it really rubbed me the wrong way. And it just really struck a chord with me. I was not a fan. I came home and I started to talk to you about it and you're like, save it for the show.
Yeah. I said that. But I also said this. Did I not say, it's been 2-3 years now.
Oh, this was the other part of the conversation. Yeah.
And said it multiple times. This is Disney's way of pricing out the unwanted.
Right. Now they're literally saying these offers are only available to people literally within a certain financial security because you have to be able to qualify for this card.
And it's not easy to qualify for that card. Some people, even with good credit, get denied. They send you this lovely envelope in the mail. It's got this pretty card, all this great wording, everything else. And, you know, they talk about it. Sure, let's do it. Let's do. They reply and they get denied. Because they're just not good enough. Quite there.
We don't have one because I don't think it's that great of a value. I think you're better off. We tend to look at cards with cash back or that you can spend anywhere, right? Not just at Disney.
Sure.
Because we can put it towards Disney. We don't have to. Or airline miles for that we frequently fly on, especially to visit family, stuff like that, where you get bonus cash back for things like gas or groceries or things that we're like spending money on anyways.
Right.
Where obviously we go to Disney a lot and we may benefit from the rewards of this card, but like it rubs me the wrong way. And I'm interested to see what people think about that, right? Did that like ever occur to you? Does that not bother you? You know, are some people like, well, I have one, so I don't really care.
Which is fine. Yeah. That's good too. You know,
and a lot of people have Disney Visa cards. A lot of people, you know, to really take advantage of it and make the system work. It just doesn't work for us. And that's great. Like there's something for everyone. But putting a deal that's so popular, like free dining, behind something like a Disney Visa feels not great to me.
Yeah, I would prefer everybody to be able to take advantage of it. It reminds me of Disney's whole concept of staying on property. You get what you pay for. So if you're paying for a deluxe resort, you get that extra time in the park. You're staying at a value resort. No, you can't go at night. No.
Yeah, the extended evening hours.
Yeah, you got to go back with all the other people. But you can't. You can go 30 minutes early in the morning, but you can't go at night. Those who are paying more in that financial bracket, those who are paying more, they get the extra benefits. This kind of falls in the same line to me. That's not me being bitter or anything else. If I wanted to get a card, I would apply for it. I don't want a card. I'd put my money towards other things that I like better, like an annual pass.
Yeah, that has more
value.
Yeah, to us.
Exactly. That's just my choice. But there are plenty of families out there who are financially very stable, good to go, but can't get this card in order to take advantage of free dining like this. I kind of have a problem with that. So
Disney did come out with 3 other offers that are not behind this type of credit wall. There is one for pass holders where you can save up to 35% on rooms at select Disney resort hotels, which is valid for stays most nights from July 8th through October 3rd. The same offer is valid for Florida residents who can save up to 30% on the same dates, July 8th through October 3rd. And then those same dates again, July 8th through October 3rd. Anyone, you don't have to be a Florida resident, you don't have to be an annual pass holder, anyone can save up to 30% on rooms at select Disney resort hotels when you stay for 5 consecutive nights or longer. So Florida residents, up to 30%, pass holders up to 35%. Those don't have any like minimum night requirements. This one for all guests, you can save up to 30% when you stay 5 consecutive nights or longer, or you can save up to 25% on shorter stays. And again, these offers are valid from July 8th through October 24th. So there is a way to save. It's just not free dining.
And you don't have to have a shiny credit card to do it.
And I mentioned, I'm not sure if you heard me when I was going through everything, but for the Disney Visa offers, you are required to use your Disney Visa to book the deposit, which is $200 on a package like that. However, that's the only requirement for Disney Visa. You don't have to pay the whole thing on Disney Visa. Mm. You can pay it with cash. You can pay it with gift cards. Disney Visa has the benefit of, I believe it's 6 months interest-free when you put your Disney vacations on it. So that is helpful for people. If you know, that's kind of the sole purpose of it, right? So they do try and make it beneficial for guests, especially park guests. There's like a Disney Visa discount on Shop Disney and stuff like that. But, yeah, so you are required to use it, right? You don't have to just have it. You are required to use it, but not necessarily for your whole trip. So
okay,
a little bit there. The other not sort of controversial topic this week was Disney announcing updates to their accessibility services. So they posted on their website, on their accessibility services website for Walt Disney World Resort and Disneyland, that they were going to be updating the disability access system and other variety of tools that guests can use to plan their visit. And they said make their time more enjoyable and help identify the services that they require. So they're updating the disability access system, and they're also going to add other programs and other tools that guests with disabilities can use on their vacation to help just like create accommodations that make their trip more enjoyable. They said, I'm just going to kind of read because they go through the top five like things that they're updating. They said, along with updating the website, we're also going to take steps to preserve our existing accessibility services to ensure that the guests who truly need them continue to receive them. Here are five things you need to know about these updates. We're going to be adding more cast members and investing in specialized training on each coast to help guests identify and better understand the recommended tools and options based on their needs. The accessibility services teams at the Walt Disney World Resort and Disneyland Resort are here to assist guests with questions they have about our services. We encourage guests visiting to engage with us pre-arrival through our website and virtual video chats. They said that they're teaming with Inspire Health Alliance's health professionals to help cast members determine eligibility for appropriate accommodations and ensure that the accommodations are provided only for the guests whom they are intended. They said that they'll be making efforts to preserve the disability access service for those it's intended to accommodate. This is the potentially controversial part of it. Only those guests who, due to a developmental disability like autism, are unable to wait in a conventional queue for an extended period of time. To help with this, we are also extending DAS enrollment for eligible guests from 60 days to 100 days and adjusting the party size to include no more than 4, except for immediate family members. And they said that these updates will take effect on May the 20th at Walt Disney World and June 18th at Disneyland.
Okay.
I'm interested to see how this plays out. I understand that the abuse of the current system is making it difficult both for guests with Genie Plus and for guests who truly need the DAS system.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people agree that the abuse of the system is directly correlated to the cost and difficulty in successfully using Genie. Right? Like, people are like, I don't want to pay for it. It's too difficult. It doesn't work. I can't get very much done. I can make this system work for me, even though I might not really qualify for it or need it, but it's going to help enhance my trip. Not the way to do it, but
yeah, of course.
There's a lot of creators, there's a lot of websites, blogs, even travel agents who encourage abuse of this system, which is just, could not sleep with myself. Oh, at wow. Night. Like, very gross.
Mm.
But I think, you know, a lot of the abuse of the system is due to Genie. And so instead of addressing Genie, they turn and narrow down who they think they say can now use this system, and really, really boil it down just to, they say, specifically say, guests who are unable to wait in lines due to a developmental disability. What about people with physical disabilities? What about people with autoimmune conditions? What about people with anxiety or PTSD? Or, like, there are so many other disabilities that are not developmental where people really benefit from this. And according to what Disney has put out so far, they are no longer going to qualify for this accommodation. That's a concern. But okay. I think, you know, Disney has said that they're going to offer other tools and resources. They're going to have a specific protocol for when guests need to leave the line and re-enter. Say if you have Crohn's or IBS or something like that. So they're going to offer other tools other than the disability access system. Or disability access service. And so I'm interested to see what those other tools are and how truly accommodating they are for, like, a wide range of people.
Yeah.
But we will have to wait and see.
Yeah, I don't like where it says due to a developmental disability like autism or similar. They really needed to be more specific in... You don't put the word similar. You need to be specific on these types of things. That way there leaves no gray area whatsoever in questioning whether or not you may or may not, or your family member, friend, whoever may be, qualify for something like this. Then you take it a step further. Those individuals who are permanently in a wheelchair or has anxiety, PTSD, ADHD, which, you know, causes different, you know, types of conditions of stress and can't wait in line and can cause behavioral issues and, you know, things like that. Where's the list of those things which gives you specifics and everything else? Has they not done anything like that?
Well, that's what they're saying, that those unless you have specifically a developmental disability, that you're no longer going to qualify for the disability access service.
But doesn't something like ADHD cause a developmental disability?
It depends on, I guess, who the cast member you're speaking with.
Ah, jeez.
But okay. What about, I think a large portion of guests that use this system use it for a physical disability, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are individuals out there who have scoliosis and other types of, you know, diseases that have to do with the spine and just...
Any wide range of any reason.
Yeah, it's so broad.
And what is Disney going to offer for them?
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, it just...
I'm hoping that there is,
man,
something else that they will announce before then. But we're closing in on like 1 month until this launches.
Not to take anything away from those with autism or something similar. Mm-hmm. You absolutely 100% need something like this in order to make visiting Walt Disney World easier on that individual with that disability. But Disney, it, like you just said, with a month to go, they really need to get on the ball fast. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who have a lot of questions.
And... What are they going to do about Genie Plus? Like, yeah, address yeah. the issue, Disney. They said that use of the DAS system had increased. I think they said, I can't remember if it was increased three times, like threefold over the last 5 years. I think it was increased. Oh gosh, hold on. Let me find the statistic they said of like how much the use of the system. They couldn't say like abuse, but use. Okay. DAS usage has tripled in the last 5 years. So they're hoping that this change will help combat abuse of the system. Well, why don't you address why people feel like they need to abuse this system? Like, you know, what?
Well, it doesn't help when you've got travel agents helping people do something like this, like you said.
Oh, yeah, there
like,
were
that
people
just
that,
blows my mind, you know?
There were people that were charging.
Oh, jeez.
You know, to bring people with them in the parks with their DAS, like, registration.
Yeah.
Like, it's bonkers.
It's crazy.
The lengths that people will go.
Okay. Well, we'll be watching, you know, to see what happens.
You know, we'll keep you updated.
You know, May the 20th is not that far away. It will literally be here in the blink of an eye. And may affect your vacation.
It is important to note that the current DIS system registration's good for 30 days. So if you complete your registration prior to May 20th, it will still be valid for 30 days.
Okay.
So if you have a trip coming up May, June timeframe, and you're concerned about the new qualifications or barrier to entry for this, it may be beneficial for you to go ahead and complete your registration prior to May 20th.
Okay. All right. All good stuff. We're going to take a break. When we come back, just a little bit more news. We'll close out the show here on DW60, Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com.
You're listening to DW60.
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
If you've been on the internet recently, you've probably heard that. I just showed Jeff a TikTok, and it was two Star Tours cast members kind of parodying that. And it was really funny. I'll post that on our Instagram story over on the DW60 Instagram, which you can find at at DW60 Press Row Podcast, where you can find us there and on TikTok, same name.
Hey, every day is Wednesday, and of course that is Hump Day, and a great way to start that is with Mr. Eric Allen and the SwordCom Review, the SCR. Join Eric as he gets you caught up on what's happening in the Sorcerer community. Here's some vintage Disney music and a whole lot more. That's the SCR, the SORCOM Review, every Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time here on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Mr. Eric Allen. I have to send
special
him,
person, special people.
I have to send him a screenshot. Eric, if you're listening. When I went to Nashville a couple weeks ago, we drove through where Eric lives. And I took a screenshot on my GPS of me like going right next to the town name on the map.
Oh.
And I meant to send it to him, but I don't think I ever did. So I will send that.
Yeah,
I
was send that to him.
I wasn't with, you know, a bunch of friends and stuff. I definitely would have stopped, but I was thinking of you, Eric, as I drove through town.
He's probably like, you were that close and you didn't stop and say hello to me? Oh my gosh, I don't want to be you. He's gonna get you. He's going to get you. A couple more news stories that we need to get to before we close out the show for today. It's been full of stuff. Oh, my goodness gracious.
It really has been. Good you show. Know?
Free dining.
Only if.
If. You got great credit.
But some other, you know, discounts available. Yeah. And then if you're a Disney World annual pass holder, you got VIP pass holder days coming up, including things like discounts on Shop Disney, the pass holder lounge over at Epcot, and all kinds of fun stuff. So lots of goodness this week.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. So according to a report from Scott Gustin over on X, Twitter, for those who don't know.
Formerly Twitter.
Walt Disney World is in the process of filing some permits when it comes to the development behind the Magic Kingdom. And that is being done to prepare the area for an expansion. Which they say is the largest expansion in the park's history. He also stated that Walt Disney Imagineering confirmed earlier in the week that Disney will file water management permits in the next few weeks. Now, if you recall, during Destination D23 in September of last year, 2023, Chief Creative Officer of the Walt Disney Imagineering Company described the project as similar in scope to Pandora, the world of Avatar, and Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. In January of 2024, Disney did tease that even more announcements are to come for the project. So, this is the area back behind Big Thunder Mountain that they are talking about, which was a blue sky idea that Disney had, and they told everybody about it, about the last D23 Expo that we were all so, you know, disappointed in and everything. So, you know, that tells me when you start filing permits, something is on the horizon. It's not a confirmation that it's actually happening. Disney, to me, is just getting things in place. We're getting ready for it because we think we're going to do it. Now, Disney in the past has been known to file permits, start moving dirt around, and then go, oh, wait a second. Don't want to do it.
Reflections make sight.
Yeah, that's a great example.
What
right
other
there.
One? The Play Pavilion.
Yeah, another good one. You file all these permits, and all of a sudden things just, they change their mind, whether it be a financial decision or whatever it may be, and Disney decides not to do it, and it just stops. So this is not a guarantee on this area for the Magic Kingdom. This just means the ball is kind of rolling a little bit. For Disney, maybe it's just not a blue sky idea anymore. Maybe they've gotten enough positive feedback, or maybe they've, you know, spiced up the concept art and come up with more than what they first offered. We don't know. We're not going to know until D23 comes up in August. Because if anything, that's going to be the time when Disney is going to make these types of announcements after filing permits and everything else. That's when you would expect them, quote unquote, to actually make an announcement. You know me, I'm not one to hold my breath on this. Otherwise, I'll be 6 feet under. But it's a good possibility. It's a very good step in a good direction. But at the same time, and I know I've beat the drum on this quite a few times, this expansion for the Magic Kingdom is not an answer to what Universal is doing right now. Nicole and I talked about this, I think, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
On Patreon.
On Patreon, yeah. Yeah, we did. Disney is in for a rude awakening when this new park opens up with Universal. They're about to see a big shift in attendance. They will still do fine, don't get me wrong, but they're going to see a shift in a lot of different things. Financially, it's probably going to be one of them because people are going to want to spend their money on these brand new hotels and this brand new park, and they're going to want to stay over there. They may come over to Disney for a day, but their main focus is going to be that new park and everything else that Universal has to offer. This expansion for the Magic Kingdom is not an answer for that. And when Bob Iger was specifically asked about it, what was the response that he gave?
He's like, well, we've known about this for like 10 years. And we've been opening new attractions that whole time.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, half of that 10 years you spent building Tron.
Uh-huh. That's one.
So.
One attraction. That's not an answer. If anything, you're telling me you don't have an answer.
Right.
You have nothing planned.
So you've had 10 years to know that this was coming, and you still couldn't get a fifth gate together. You still couldn't get this expansion together until now to even start permits, when we know Disney construction is not swift.
Yeah. I had to read this over real quick. It started kind of weird. normally I have a headline that goes with my story, but it didn't have that. It just went right into it. I went, oh my gosh.
When your wife puts your news together.
Oh, goodness help me. Okay, so Test Track, folks. Test Track. I asked this question, I think, last week. I know we were watching a video on YouTube, and I was like, I wonder when Test Track is going to shut down to make way for this brand new Test Track experience.
And our sweet friends are at the park last weekend, and they told me, we've gone on every ride at Epcot now except Test Track. We've never done Test Track, so we'll just have to do that next time. Literally 48 hours later, I was like, hey.
By the way.
You're never going to ride Test Track as it is.
Uh-huh.
They're going back in October, and they're like, well, do you think it'll be open by October?
Oh, no.
Also, no.
No, that's not going to happen. No. You're just going to miss out. But here's the thing. So when it comes to this brand new attraction that Disney's putting together for the current Test Track, they released some new concept art of, you know, how the entrance is going to look and a portion of the attraction itself, which is very vibrant and very colorful and very outside looking from what I'm looking at. Like literally they're driving through what I would consider to be somewhere in California in the forests.
Right.
That's so what it looks like to me, right?
Scroll up to the top. See how it looks like the outside portion is now like contained? Oh, no, it's not. You can see the track on the right.
Yeah, the track is still there. That didn't go anywhere. Yeah.
On the second picture of the inside, that light part looks like where you come out the doors.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe it was like covered, but.
Yeah, not the case. I don't think so. Yeah. But this goes along with the new concept art that was released. It does show an all-new entrance. Also, the removal of the current canopy that's there, a brand new sign, a new overhang. And it also shows that the single rider line is still going to exist when the attraction does reopen.
Hallelujah.
A reopening date? Not announced.
No.
We don't know. This is what the announcement said from Disney. Our Disney Imagineers are gearing up to bring the next iteration of Test Track to life and are reaching back into our history for inspiration, including the original World of Motion attraction from the early days of Epcot Center. They forgot to put Epcot Center in there because that's what it was called. Today, we're sharing a first look at the brand new rendering of the attraction. To prepare for this new version, Test Track presented by Chevrolet will close temporarily beginning on June the 17th, 2024. We will have more details about the continuation of the Test Track story at a later time. And that's it. Very vague, not a lot of information. I was kind of bummed.
All it said was, it's closing.
It's just closing.
Closing time.
So you have a little bit of time. You have until June the 17th. Which is roughly 2 months.
Are we going to go back and ride it?
No.
Why not?
No, I'm not going all the way to Orlando just to ride one attraction. I'm not going to do it.
What if we did other stuff?
We've already done it. We didn't care enough the last time to go and ride it anyway. It was kind of a thing. Okay, we'll do it next time. I don't need to do it. I've already done it. Countless times.
It bit me in the behind on Ellen's Energy Adventure. Never experienced that attraction. Or
yeah, but you've done Test Track so many times by now, though.
Captain EO. Yeah, I did the last version of Test Track. I've done this version of Test Track.
Right, so there's really no need just to do a last hoorah.
I just want to go back.
Of course you just want to go back. That's the only reason why you're mentioning it. But no.
What I'm really...
Don't need to do it.
What I'm really dying to do here...
Not going to California.
...is I have to make... I have to go to Pixar Fest.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, my
God. You really don't.
Absolutely. The foodie guide for Pixar Fest came out today. Amazing. Mm. Amazing. They're going to do like food festival booths in California Adventure. And they're all themed to Pixar movies. And there's one from Inside Out. It's called... Hanger management.
Yeah, but we got a lot of things coming up.
I know.
We have such a schedule coming up.
I know.
It's just...
So I'm trying to go before then.
No.
My issue...
It's not
so
happening.
So my issue
it's
here...
It's not happening.
Dear listener, here's what I've run into.
Oh, gosh.
The the flights, it's not the cost. The costs are pretty reasonable. It's like about $150 round trip for me to like come in on a Friday, leave on a Sunday, or come in on a Saturday, leave on a Monday, right? So I only have to miss one day work. However, dear listener, the flights are atrocious. All like red eyes. You know, I can leave Sunday afternoon, but I'm not going to land back home until like 1 a.m. The airport is like an hour and a half away. Yeah, so then by the time Jeff gets me and gets me home, it's going to be 2:30. Well, I can't go to work the next day.
Like, yeah, be it. I'm the one that's got to do all this early in the morning.
Right. Yeah. So I park my car and then it's like, so the flight times are my issue. I got, you know, my ticket taken care of. Like I got the park tickets. I got somewhere to stay.
We got the other things.
I know.
It's so much more.
I know it's important.
Yeah. It's so much more. So much more.
But Pixar Fest, they're going to project the aliens on the guests.
And you know what? They will do another one.
No, it's been since like 2018 since they've done this.
Oh, no. It's been that long?
2017, 2018.
Oh, be still my heart. Guess what? They'll do it again. They will do it again. They've brought back Main Street Electrical Parade how many times?
It's true.
They will do it again. That is a guarantee. They will do it again.
What's fun is Jeff going, they'll do it again. You don't need to go. And literally every other person I know is like, oh my God, Nicole, you have to go.
Yeah, they're my problem. They're the ones that are giving me problems and making more gray hair grow on my head. Oh. Yeah.
So it's not me. It's them.
Not so much. Not so much. Even though they influence you, you go along with it because you can't resist it.
I can't resist Pixar Fest. Can't resist Pixar Fest.
She doesn't need to go, guys. She doesn't need to go. We have these other things. Other things that we can't talk about, but we have these other things. And they are more important, like she said. So, yeah. Just think of the end result.
I know.
Okay.
And it's me not going to Pixar Fest.
Exactly. No, it's you getting to do Pixar Fest in a different way.
I know. Next time.
Exactly. Next time.
In 5 more years.
It'll come back. And
6 more years.
I'm just going to stop right there. Okay. All right. I don't want to cause her any more heartache by talking about it anymore.
I'm unwell.
And then she does it to herself even more, and she starts watching videos on it. And then I start hearing about it from the other room.
Oh, well, then I cry.
Yeah, and then she cries. Like,
not because I want, like, not because I can't go. I'm not crying. I'm not like throwing a temper tantrum. I'm crying. So I have
like this, a 7-year-old throws a temper tantrum. Yeah, this is not Nicole.
I have this thing where any large emotion makes me cry.
Yeah.
If I'm really happy, I cry. If I'm really embarrassed, I cry. If I'm really overwhelmed or mad or whatever, I cry. So the most recent time was watching a video about the new Pixar Place Hotel, just all the details and like all the Imagineering like winks that they put into stuff. And it just was like overwhelming because I love it so much and made me cry. And I know that's what's going to happen with Pixar Fest. I know later this month when it opens and people start going and see all the videos, I'm just going to cry. And I will be sad because I'm not going, but I won't be like necessarily crying because I'm not going.
Folks, this is what I deal with. I love her to death, but it's tough. Yeah. It's tough trying to be better than Pixar and the aliens. It's tough. Yeah, it's tough. That's what's happening here on DW60, all right?
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Well, aside from not going to Pixar Fest, we had a great show.
We did.
We had a lot of wonderful things to talk about during the show. We appreciate you guys taking a little time out of your day to find out what's happening at the Walt Disney World Resorts and in our lives as well. We like to share with you guys as much as we can. So, if you want to contact us about anything that we've talked about, or if you've had an experience on a Disney trip, or you have a birthday coming up. Nobody has any birthdays anymore.
Come on, people. I know you're having them.
Apparently, nobody's getting older, so I want you guys to tell me exactly how it is you're not getting older so I don't have to have a birthday. good way to do that is by sending us something on social media. This is how you do it.
You can find us on Facebook, the DW60 Press Row Facebook page, where we share news as it happens and updates about the show, anything like that. You can find it there. You can also find us on Instagram and TikTok at DW60 Press Row. If you'd like to support the show, get bonus contents, behind the scenes, bonus episodes, anything like that, we are over on Patreon, DW60 Press Row Podcast over there. We are eternally grateful for all of our patrons.
Why? Why? Oh my gosh.
And you can listen live on the Sorcerer Radio every Friday morning and chat with us over in the Sorcerer Radio Discord. Jeff and I are usually both in there on Friday mornings, hanging out, chatting, jamming to the fun tunes. And that is the best place to engage with other listeners and join in the discussion about the show. We got emails earlier. If you want to send us an email, you can send it to dw60@srsounds.com. Or if you think it would be best to leave us a voicemail or send us a text message, you can do that too. You can do it at 408-909-DW60, which is 408-909-3960.
Replay of the show for SR listeners will be tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. Big thanks to all of our Patreon members. We appreciate you keeping the lights on for us. And a big thanks to our podcast listeners as well. Until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com. And we hope that you have
a hot dog day.